was about 75, right? I said, I'm sorry, but, you know, because they bring the texts in, don't they? You know, the production team bring the texts in, so you don't see all the texts. And I said, sorry, they didn't bring your text in, so I couldn't read it out. And she said, well, I think you should have read it out. And I said, well...
this story is brilliant.
I couldn't
have read it
out. Here
it comes. Ladies and gentlemen, whatever you're doing, if you're eating, stop now because you're going to spit your food across the room. Wait for this. Here it comes.
So bearing in mind, this woman is 75 and she's had one or two, right? And so I said to her, look, I didn't read your text out because I didn't see it. And I was looking over her shoulder thinking, oh, can I get away from this lady now because she's clearly not happy with me. And she saw me looking away and so she punched me in the face. It was like a full-on punch, whack, right on the nose. And what I loved is, like, people stepped in and went, whoa, leave it there.
As whoa, if I was you've all had too much to drink.
As if I was going to go back. I hadn't had a drop. As if I was going to go back at her and, like, headbutt her or something. So, yeah, have you ever been punched by a listener?
No, never. Never, never, ever. That is just brilliant. That is the best story I've ever heard. So what happened then? Did it hurt?
Yeah, it did. It's surprising because I wasn't thinking that this dear old lady would actually punch me. It was like the furthest thing. She actually caught me on the nose, which was like, oh, that hurt a bit. You know, some people say I was crying, but it wasn't crying. I was just disappointed.
Are you pressing charges?
No. What do you think amazing. I am? The bald boy from Swansea?
Well, you can get on to trailing your programme now, can't you?
Yeah, I got Denise Van Outen.
Oh, brilliant. This is amazing.
Ex-girlfriend, so that's going to be awkward.
Oh,
Martin Williams, because he wouldn't come on your show.
Yeah.
Owen Teal. You're a big fan of his, aren't you?
Yeah,
you were talking about him this morning in the office. All the events that you could possibly shake a stick at.
There are two things I need to bring up about that story, though.
Please do.
That surprised me when you told me first thing this morning.
Yeah.
A, this woman had the audacity to hit a famous man like you.
Yeah, right, dear.
Secondly, somebody actually texted your show. That's the biggest surprise. I mean, why would you bother?
Oh, it's good to have you back. When are you going again?
It's lovely to see you. Only a couple of weeks, actually. Three weeks' time.
Oh, great. Again, I haven't been asked to sit in for you, which shocks me because I'm the obvious choice.
Well, have you started reading the broadsheets?
No.
I told you, in order to...
I've started reading.
Right, OK. If you were the lady who punched Win Evans, text the show 81012. You can email jason at bbc.co.uk and you can do it via Twitter at BBC Radio Wales. I want to give you the biggest kiss. I want to hug you. I want to be your best friend.
Will you get a porridge bowl?
Actually, if that lady gets in touch, she can have a pen, a porridge bowl and an umbrella just for ringing. And maybe next Friday we'll invite her into the programme so she can do it again live on the radio. The other thing that surprised me as well, was there a queue behind this woman? Line up and punch Win in the face. Day.
Didn't you say when I told you the story earlier, you said that you were going to make it Hero of the Week or something?
Yeah. This woman is my heroine of the week.